Has your faith been an issue for you at work? A survey by the Equality and Human Rights Commission found that many of us are confused by laws protecting religion in the workplace. Richard Page is a practicing Christian. He was suspended from his work as a magistrate in Kent last year after telling couples he believed it was in a child's best interests to be raised by a mother and a father, not by a gay couple. Richard, thanks for joining us this morning. What's your take on religion and faith in the workplace?
Well, it is a problem that has come up, and I think a lot of it is due to the fact that there's a lot of publicity, and therefore people are getting stressed out about it, and it's probably more stress than the reality. But it's becoming a reality, and it needs, I think, to have something sorted out. To how are we going to sort this out? And they talk about reasonable accommodation, so that an employer should be able to accommodate different views in their business.
And from your experience, how well is that being implemented at the moment?
Well, I don't think it is. My experience, you know, I've retired recently, and I've had very little problems in my working life, one or two, but not all that many, because, you know, people would take account of it. But I think it's just coming to a head now, and therefore we actually have to do something about it.
And the EHRC says people misunderstand or don't fully grasp the laws that there currently are already in place regarding freedom of religion and belief in the workplace. Do you think they're right?
Yes, I'm sure it is, because in fact, the law says that, you know, gender and sexual orientation and religion, you know, we have the rights for these things. But then when it actually comes to court, they put certain priorities on them. You know, thus, you know, a nurse gets sacked for having a crucifix.
Where? When did that happen?
Oh, that was a couple of years ago.
Can you remember where?
I can't remember where. But then there was a court case just last week about a care worker that gave a Bible to a Muslim, and she got sacked. A friend of hers who was just working with her, and that was a court case last week.
Well, is that appropriate in the workplace?
Well, it was. They were having a discussion. They talked about it quite often, and she sort of said, "Well," it was the Muslim who actually asked her opinion and said, "What do you think about it?" And said, "Well, here's a Bible. This is what I think it is. It's in here." So it wasn't aggressive. It was a request, and that she still got sacked.
Okay.
And you can say, well, you know, what's going on here? And I sometimes think that the employers are being too sensitive and feel they have to, because you know, otherwise they'll be got at. So I was brought up to, you know, that we have freedom of speech, and I always remember when I was a kid, people would say, "I don't agree with what you say, but I will die for your right for you to say it."
Yeah, but that extends up to the point where you infringe on someone else's right not to be offended, surely.
Yeah, that's right. So we need freedom of speech, but we should take account of other people's views, and therefore not offend them. But it doesn't mean that we can't have our views and say them, but it's often the way in which we do, them.
I mean, I'm not sure I can't really see any examples of people having had views and being prevented from expressing them.
Well,
can you?
Well, they've had views and they've been castigated for them. Yes, I mean, there was the couple who had a legal case when they were. Had a bed and breakfast and wouldn't have a gay couple coming in because they didn't think that was right.
Yeah, but it's against the law to discriminate against people on the basis of sexual orientation. That's cut and dried.
It's also illegal to do it on a religious basis. So yeah, there's a conflict in the law.
If you're providing a service, then you're covered by the equality laws. And which means that you have to provide an equal service to people regardless of their sexual orientation.
But it also has to be about regardless of their religious views as well. So there are conflicts, and we need to decide what we're going to do about it.
What do you think we should do about it?
Well, it talks about that reasonable accommodation. Now, that, of course, is a bit open. What does reasonable mean? But it is taking. Allowing people to have different views and to take those into you know, not sort of bash people over the head because of their views, but to take it into account and try to try to mould it into the system of as being an employer or whatever it might be.
Okay. Richard Page, thank you very much.